Unit 24. Travel. Page 94. 2. Let's listen. Cindy is talking about her vacation. Listen and number the pictures.
So, how was your trip to San Francisco, Cindy?
Oh, pretty good, mostly.
Mostly?
Yeah, it started off okay. I did all the usual things. You know, I took a ride on the cable car. That was fun.
I know, I love the cable cars.
Then I looked around Chinatown. The food there is terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, on my second day, I decided to rent a car. I wanted to get out of the city and look around.
Were you on your own?
Uh-huh. So, first I drove across the Golden Gate Bridge and stopped to take some photos. Then I decided to drive out to Napa Valley.
Napa Valley?
Yeah. That's where they grow grapes to make wine. It's really beautiful. All green. Great vineyards. Unfortunately, while I was driving, I had a slight accident.
Oh no, were you hurt?
No, but it was awful. I had to leave the car and take a taxi all the way back to the hotel. It cost me an arm and a leg.
Oh no, what a vacation.
Page 95. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. People are calling home while they are on vacation. Listen and check the word that describes each person. 1.
Hi, Mom. This is Jill. Just calling to say hello. I'm having a wonderful time. Last week, I met this gorgeous Italian guy. He's really nice. He doesn't have a job yet, but I'm sure he's going to be very successful. And guess what? He wants to marry me. He gave me a beautiful ring. I think it belonged to a relative. Anyway, what do you think? I'll call back later. Bye.
2.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. This is Sean. I'm having a terrific time, but I'm not relaxing much. The weather is great, so I'm always busy doing something. Things are really expensive in Hawaii. The hotel, the clothes, the food, everything. And I'm completely out of money. So, can you send me some money as soon as possible? Thanks. Love you. Bye.
3.
Mom, this is John. Listen, I'm going to be back a day late. Traffic to the airport this morning was terrible. By the time I arrived, my plane had left. I also lost my wallet in the rush. It has all my credit cards in it, and the airline won't help me. I'm not sure what to do. I'll call you later. Bye.
4.
Oh, Bob. This is Rachel. Sorry I missed your call last night. I went out for dinner, and today I've got a terrible stomach ache. It must be something I ate. Anyway, I'm going to see the doctor. Don't worry. I'm sure I'll be fine. Talk to you soon.
5.
Hi, Dad. This is Mary calling from Paris. Sorry I missed you. Listen, something terrible happened. I went on a bus tour this morning and dropped my glasses somewhere. I can't find them and I can't see anything without them. Can you call me back as soon as you get this message?
6.
Hi, Mom. This is Margaret calling. Listen, I won't be home tomorrow night. They changed my flight, and there's no flight tomorrow. So, I'll be home on Friday. Don't worry about me. I'm excited because I can do a few more things here in Hong Kong. See you soon.
Page 95. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Why does each person call? Circle the correct answer. Page 96. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are describing travel experiences. Is each statement true or false? Listen and check the correct answer. 1. Cassandra.
I met this really nice family when I was in Korea last year. I was in a restaurant and I was having trouble understanding the menu. The wife came over and asked me what I wanted to eat and told me all about Korean food. Then they asked me to join them at their table, and they paid for my dinner. They also invited me to their house. We became friends, and we keep in touch now by email. They'll take me to a famous temple the next time I go back. Isn't that fabulous? I can't wait to see that temple.
2. Brooke.
Once when I was in Italy, I took a bus trip from Rome to Florence. The bus was very crowded, and I had to stand most of the way. I had a couple of small bags with me. One was a backpack that had my wallet in it. I kept it in front of me for the entire trip, but when I got to Florence, I couldn't believe what had happened. Someone had cut a hole in my backpack, put in their hand, and removed my wallet. Then they took the money out and put the wallet back inside my backpack. I never noticed a thing. It really ruined my vacation because I couldn't pay to get into any museums. So now I want to go back again next summer and really see the museums I missed.
3. Corey.
Last summer I flew from London to Casablanca in Morocco to do some research on the traditional music there. Unfortunately, my bags didn't arrive with the flight. I thought they would probably arrive on the next flight, but they didn't. I had nothing to wear except the clothes I was wearing. Luckily, the airline gave me some money to buy some extra clothes and things. The bags didn't turn up till 4 days later. I was really glad to get my bags back because I had a lot of important stuff inside them. But I had to wait around until they turned up, so I didn't get a chance to listen to any of the traditional music. That's why I want to get back there again sometime.
4. Melanie.
I was on vacation in Australia last summer when I got a terrible case of the flu. I had to stay in bed for 4 days, and it was a week before I was feeling well enough to go out. I have a cousin in Sydney who was really kind and spent a lot of time with me until I was better. By then, I only had 3 days of sightseeing left before I had to leave. I saw the Sydney Opera House, and that was about it. The most awful thing is I didn't have the chance to go scuba diving. I want to go back and scuba dive there. It has the best coral reefs in the world.
Page 96. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Why does each person want to go back again? Write the correct letter. This is the end of Compact Disc 3.